Oh, Dad, I have a proposal for you. Mm-hmm. Seems there's a woman in Roz's building that would like to go out with you. Roz says that she's got a wonderful personality.
Oh, I guess that means I'm the pretty one.
That's cute. We all bring our preconceived ideas into dating situations, and we're all anxious before we meet the person, even if we've got some information about the person. But I want to tell you, I took risks. I dated a lot when I was in my college years, my teenage years, and I'm really happy. I went on a blind date one night and came back and said I want to marry him, and I've been happily married for 30-odd years, and the odd doesn't mean it's been an odd relationship. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show's The Rational Basis of Happiness, and that means that you want to love your life. You want to figure out what are the key thinking methods that make you feel an inner peace, and I don't mean that in the New Age sense, in the tacky sense, but I mean in a grounded sense, in a reality-based sense, that this is your life. It's your only life. You want to make the most of it, and you want to figure out what psychological barriers personally stand in the way of your own happiness. I know other people can make your life difficult, but many times we're our own worst problem. And you can give me a call. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER, D-R-K-E-N-N-E-R. My website's drkenner.com, again, D-R-K-E-N-N-E-R. And you can ask me any questions you would ask a psychologist, a counselor, or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, and even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get some tips on how to help yourself a little better. And right now we're turning to the phones and welcoming Connie. Connie, you're dealing with procrastination?
Yes, I have. It's procrastination, and it seems like, it's gotten worse. I was depressed a few years ago, and now it took a toll on everything. Everything got behind. And now I'm starting, I'm not depressed anymore. I don't feel depressed, but it's taking a long time to do anything. I mean, I started painting my kitchen. It's still halfway painted.
Yeah, when did you start?
I want to lose weight. I haven't lost weight yet. So things like that.
Yeah, what methods are you using to, let's say, lose weight?
Well, I just think a lot about it, and I do a lot of research. I mean, I know what I need to do. Let's put it that way. I mean, I don't want to use pills or
gimmicks.
Get any surgery, but
how much do you weigh?
I weigh a lot. I weigh over 200 pounds.
Oh, so it's a major problem, meaning
Yes.
It's a health problem, too. How old are you?
I'm 42.
42. And what would you like to weigh?
I would like to weigh 140.
140.
And when? 140, 150.
And when did you last weigh that?
I last weighed that just before I had my first child.
How many years ago?
Oh, actually, I got really close to it after my second. This goes back a good 10 years.
10 years. So you've been putting on weight and maintaining the 200 mark.
Well, no, not throughout the whole time. It's been with my last child that it's gone over 200. I mean, before that, it was just I had about 20, 30 pounds to lose. And between my first and second child, which after I had miscarriages and everything, I did lose a lot of weight, and yeah. I got close to the 140 mark.
Okay. I want you to remember what that feeling feels like when you're moving towards your goal. And now I want, do you have a paper and pencil or a pen and pencil?
Yeah.
Pen and paper? What I'd like you to do is just to take some notes, because what happens when any of us set goals? I want to lose weight. I want to exercise more. I want to meet a romantic partner. I want to change jobs. I want to go back to school. What typically happens is there is an initial huge resistance. It feels overwhelming. You know, you're 200 pounds. How the heck are you ever going to lose 50 pounds? Do you know how many quarter pounders that is if you went to McDonald's? I mean, it feels enormous. It feels way too big to accomplish. And so your subconscious says, okay, honey, you got to be kidding me. You're like, we're going to do this together? No way. Eat the cake. And usually eat a little more cake after that, right?
Right.
So we're initially in a stage of where we're not thinking about it, where we just say, I can't change. That's it. It's just me. This is the way I've always been. It's back to square one again. Who cares? What's the use? Everyone should love me the way I am. With a P.S., I don't like myself the way I am. But you
right.
don't say that to people, right?
Right.
Then the next stage is that it starts to irk you. That's the stage you're in now. That's the thinking stage. And you do collect a lot of information. It's a period when you gather information and you want to get real specific in the type of information you gather. How do I lose weight? Do I need to cut out lunches? Do I need to go to a nutritionist and get very good guidance so I'm not just on some crazy diet, you know, the trendy diet of diet du jour? Right. Do I need to exercise more? What would I enjoy doing? Well, I should go to a spinning class. Wait a minute, I hate spinning and my knees hurt. You know. So then what would you be willing to do? What would feel good? Well, I'd be embarrassed walking into the gym. I'm too fat, everyone will laugh at me. Yeah, you got to be able to challenge some of those thoughts. But you're in the thinking stage, which, congratulations to you. Many people make the mistake of just staying in the thinking stage. They don't progress. What's the next stage?
Right.
Any idea?
Well, actually, to do something.
To do something. But right. If I told you, can you do my shopping for me today? And you say you were going to the market, and you said, sure, Ellen. And then I said, okay, goodbye, and I hung up.
Right.
Now, when you get to the market, what are you getting me?
Oh, right, I don't know because I didn't ask.
You don't know. What do you need?
Right.
You need specifics. You need details. So write those words down. Unless you have an action plan, write that down, you will not be able to give your subconscious the guidance it needs to help you make the change you want, losing the weight or painting. So you say, I'm going to paint tomorrow at 7 a.m. I'm waking up first thing in the morning. Or when I come back from work, I'm going to spend a half hour painting.
Yeah.
That's specific. I'm going to call a gym tonight. I'm going to call a nutritionist. I'll call my doctor today, get a nutritionist on board, and I'm going to throw out all the potato chips. I mean throw them out, crush them in the trash masher.
Yeah. You know, I've gotten to that point like twice before in the last 2 years.
Okay.
But I start and I know what I have to do. I have to write things down and I know what's effective. But it's sort of like a self-sabotage.
How do you do that? Because we only have a minute left, tell me how you sabotage.
I sabotage by, I know what I have. I have to write things down in order for me to lose weight effectively. I have to write it down. And then I don't, so I start guessing what I need.
What do you say to yourself to not have to write it down?
I just say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get to it. But I can add it up in my head.
Okay.
So sort of like a procrastination.
Then what you need to do is you need to red flag that. The minute you say, I can do it later or I can do it in my head, that is BS. You need to be able to have your mind laugh at that and say, no, write it down now. You need to be able to take whatever those little loopholes are. They're called rationalizations or permission-giving beliefs. We give ourselves permission to do the bad behavior. You need to identify each and every one of those holes in the dam and plug them up. Because you want to be happy. You want to be 150 pounds or 140 pounds, right?
Right.
I'm going to recommend a book. It's called Changing for Good.
Okay.
It's at my website, drkenner.com. And the first there are three authors, Prochaska, Norcross, and DiClemente. It's a fabulous book, and it should help you a lot. And I wish you a lot of success. When you lose the weight, I would love to hear from you when you get under 200.
Okay,
as a celebration. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness, and we'll be back with you after these words. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Active listening and assertive speaking are skills that are indispensable for good communication, for self-respect, and for a loving relationship. You'll want these skills in all aspects of your life with your partner, including your sexual relationship. Communicating well lets you and your partner know what's important to the other, while avoiding misunderstandings and allowing your lives together to run smoothly. Communicating well helps you learn each other's vulnerable areas so that you don't unintentionally really hurt one another. It also helps you make plans for your future together. Vacations, career plans, buying and maintaining a house, having children or not.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.